up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
The California Coastal Commission put a stick in the wheels of progress already turning at the 84-acre ranch in Aliso Canyon. Co-owner Mark Christie got the news he risks enforcement action if ongoing work on the property doesn't halt until the Coastal Commission issues its own coastal development permit. That covers work the city thought that didn't need a coastal development permit, as well as changes on the property, including upping the number of hotel rooms from 97 to 97 from 64, which the city's planning commission okayed in May. The Coastal Commission has now voided the city's permits and intends to review the entire project, sparked by an appeal filed last month by Laguna Beach resident Mark Fudge. Christie says, "We're doing a long overdue minor restoration of the hotel rooms." On Monday, he met several members of the Coastal Commission staff at the project site. While Christie says he will wait out the resolution of the appeal before adding more rooms, he's leaving nothing to chance. At the ranch's website is posted a plea to the public to sign a petition to dismiss the appeal. As of Wednesday, the petition had 1,300 signatures towards a goal of 5,000. And that petition is also on our Facebook, facebook.com/KX935. Laguna Beach cops will be behind bars this Saturday. They even volunteered for it. Members of the Laguna Beach Police Employees Association will be sitting behind the bars of a dunk tank on Main Beach from 11 to 4. They're expecting the public to toss as many balls as it takes to dunk them. As in the previous 3 years, all the proceeds are donated to the Laguna Beach Boys and Girls Club, and KX93.5 will be broadcasting live at Dunk-A-Cop. Hikers ages 12 and up should get out their cameras for a 2-mile hike Saturday that sets out at 8:30 from the Little Sycamore Canyon staging area at the Nix Nature Center. The 2-hour hike will make a 400-foot ascent. Make a reservation online at lagunacanyon.org. Giorgio Dimenchina's new series of paintings depicting Italy's Carnival goes on display today at Artist Eye Gallery. The artist will also discuss his work during an art walk reception next Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. during art walk. The gallery is located in the Hip District. Heading out to hear some music tonight, the Outriders perform at 6 p.m. at the Cliff Restaurant's Fireside Theater. Rick Conkey describes their sound as spaghetti western. Nick Eye and ADD rock at 9 p.m. at Mozambique, and the Walter Trout Tribute Band tunes up at 8 p.m. at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. The art festivals this weekend are putting on a show also. Several, in fact. The Sawdust Festival is going western all day Saturday, with country music and western-themed art projects. Also Saturday at the Festival of the Arts, catch the latest in trash fashion. The models wearing custom-designed couture, created from recycled materials, strut the catwalk beginning at 1 p.m. It's free with festival admission. That's your news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at 1 Laguna.